Russian forces are on the move. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A convoy has repositioned, appearing to take aim at Ukraine's capital. But moving in from the outskirts will mean facing soldiers and civilians ready to fight.
We are well prepared with different means and measures to try and destroy those tanks, because for tanks, cities are very much a dead end.
Ukrainian Member of Parliament Sviatoslav Yurash says that city of millions has been preparing to throw everything they have at the tanks. Kyiv's mayor has said about half the residents are still there, and the city has been turned into a fortress. The U.S. accusing Russia of using a U.N. Security Council meeting it requested for spreading disinformation about biological weapons in Ukraine as part of a possible false flag operation.
We have serious concerns that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people. The intent behind these lies seem clear.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says there is no chemical weapons program in Ukraine. President Biden is banning more Russian imports and joining allies to revoke Russia's top trade status. He's also defending his insistence that inflation is mainly the Russian president's fault, especially energy prices.
The price of gasoline in January went up 75 cents. And Putin began amassing troops along the border, and guess what? The world took notice.
And the president rejecting Republican criticism of his energy policies at a House Democrats conference in Philadelphia. A deadly crash into an outside cafe in Washington, D.C. Police say it appears to have been an accident, describing the driver as elderly and cooperating. The SUV crashing into an outdoor seating area of a popular Greek restaurant, killing one woman, injuring seven others, four of them critically hurt. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A trial set for the man charged in a deadly parade attack in Wisconsin.
Daryl Brooks Jr. will face trial in October on 77 counts of murder and attempted murder in the Waukesha Christmas parade attack in November, accused of plowing his speeding SUV into parade goers and participants, leaving six dead and dozens injured, though questions remain.
There could be a problem impaneling the jury from Waukesha County.
Prosecutor Susan Opper to begin putting together a questionnaire for prospective jurors over potential bias in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The defense has filed a motion to change the venue or bring in jurors from another county. Some sure signs of spring. We changed the clocks this weekend in most of the U.S., jumping ahead 1 hour. And just over a week from now, the National Cherry Blossom Festival is back with all of the festivities this time, though they plan to keep some virtual events that were added during the pandemic for those not ready to join in. Much of the country gets another blast of winter this weekend, though, with snow and strong winds in the forecast from the deep south all the way to the Canadian border. Seems a lot of people have questions about heading back to the office.
Google says U.S. search interest in return to office reached a record high this month, along with searches for business casual outfits and casual work outfits. Search interest in remote work reaching a record high in January. After 2 years of working from home amid the pandemic, the top questions Americans are searching include, why do companies want to return to office? Is it safe to return to the office? And how to refuse return to office? Folks also not ready to give up those comfy clothes, how to style joggers for work, a top search over the last week.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. A losing week on Wall Street, even after some rallies, the Dow dropping 230 points today. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.